There's a DVD coming out.
Extra spicy.
Oh, yes. I love the idea of this. So this is kind of all the naughty bits that didn't make it onto telly.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a certificate 15. So I think the most important thing to say is don't buy it for your children.
No.
And put it in their stockings because it is a bit tasty. I saw it last night and it's jaw-dropping in places. The stuff that hasn't been allowed on telly that's on it, particularly featuring the celebrities.
I don't know
what they're going to think when they see it. Presumably we've had permission, I don't know.
Well, let's hope so. Otherwise it's a bit late now, isn't it, Dave?
Otherwise there's going to be trouble for someone, but not me, so it doesn't really matter.
So I wanted to know about you, because obviously, I mean, first of all, the lamb dynasty, albeit none of you related, but there's a lot of lambs in show business.
There seems to
be a few. You've got Larry and George, you've got Amanda, you've got you. Is it just a show busy name? Does it send you that way?
I think they're your four main lambs.
Yeah.
I don't know how many others there are. But, that's a pure coincidence. I'm not related to any of those, I don't think.
But where did you come from before? Have you always been a voiceover? Have you done other stuff as well?
Well, I'm a sort of actor and writer. I started off in sketch comedy.
Oh.
And I got the Come Dine With Me job because they were looking for writer-performers. They auditioned writer-performers to do the narration for Come Dine With Me, because in the early days I think they did a pilot and Channel 4 said, well, there's the voiceover, we want to try something different with the voiceover, let's see if we can lift it a little bit. So that's my background, is kind of sketch comedy.
And seven years on you are now the ineffable voice of Come Dine With Me. It wouldn't be the same without you. It's like Marcus Bentley on Big Brother.
Well, yeah, I think so. Yeah, absolutely. But it's got out of control now, the voiceover. It's reached almost critical campness.
It's grown into its own monster.
It is. It's
how do you find Twitter? Because, I mean, people do just go, oh, my God, I love you. And it's just such an outpouring of kind of adoration for you.
They also say some pretty horrible things.
Yeah,
as well.
That's Twitter for you.
But that's easily dealt with. There's a thing called blocking. Which works a treat for that. But I find Twitter a little bit tricky. I don't really say much, as you'll know if you follow me. I don't write very much because I can spend hours agonising over a tweet.
People
going, they won't be interested
in
that.
Hilarious, as hilarious
they would expect,
as you are.
Yeah,
you know.
Absolutely. And, I think, oh, no, that's rubbish. I can't write that. They won't be interested in that. So, it's basically quite a stressful thing. But I think I'm going to have to try and do a bit better with it because I don't
tweet
enough.
A couple of pictures from the booth as you're doing your Come Dine With Me.
People
go
people
mad
like
for those.
That?
Oh, yeah. They love a bit of behind-the-scenes action.
Maybe I should take you on board as a Twitter advisor.
Yes.
So that I could
social media advisor.
That would be excellent. I would like that.
Well, you know, we need to start. You can follow me back. I'm at Brucey1.
At Brucey One,
because my surname was Bruce before I got married, so it's all.
Oh, okay. So there is a reason, but it's not just a Forsyth.
It's not just a random.
You're not trying to upset Bruce Forsyth by taking his name.
See, this is the thing. I am not related to Ken Bruce or Fiona Bruce, and I have nothing to do with Bruce Forsyth, but people seem to assume. Do you get that assumption with the lambs, that you're all just one related showbiz family?
A lot of people ask about George and Larry, yes. they do.
Just start pretending they're like your uncle and your cousin.
Right. I'll see them at Christmas.
Dave, it's been a pleasure to speak to you. I'm so looking forward. I have the disc here. I'm going to take home and watch it with me tonight.
Yes.
I look forward to seeing some pictures from the voiceover booth soon on Twitter.
Well, it's you who's caused it. Just always remember that.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for speaking to us. And, good luck with the long continuation of Come Dine With Me.
Thank you, Sophie. Thank you.